Here's what's going on in the headlines this Thursday. Marion County Prosecutor Terry Curry is calling the mayor's proposal to cut the prosecutor's office budget by nearly $700,000 next year unacceptable. Curry says if public safety is job number one, it makes no sense to suggest that his budget be reduced, especially when caseloads are increasing. A spokesman for the mayor says the proposed budget reflects a decrease in the state and federal grants for the prosecutor's office. The trial for the man considered to be the mastermind in the Richmond Hill subdivision explosion will take place in South Bend. A Marion County judge ordered Mark Leonard's trial moved on Tuesday, but no date has been set yet. Leonard, his ex-girlfriend Montserrat Shirley, and his brother Bob are accused of blowing up Shirley's home back in November 2012 as a part of a scheme to collect insurance money. Two people died in the explosion and more than 100 homes were destroyed or damaged. The doctor from India affected with Ebola is scheduled to get out of the hospital today. Dr. Kent Brantley and nurse Nancy Wrightbull contracted the deadly virus while working with a missionary group in West Africa. Both received an experimental treatment before being flown back to the U.S., where they were at Emory University Hospital in Atlanta. Brantley was born here in Indy, and his family is a part of a Southeast Side church community. The White House says U.S. Special Forces tried to rescue slain journalist James Foley and others held hostage by ISIS militants. Special Forces troops exchanged gunfire with ISIS militants, but the hostages weren't at the target location. ISIS released a video on Tuesday that showed the beheading of Foley, who was abducted while covering the Syrian civil war. Some service members here in Indy are taking the slaying of Foley particularly hard. Foley took an assignment embedded with the Indiana National Guard in Iraq after graduating from Northwestern in 2008. He took it right after graduation. Troops of the 76th Infantry Brigade out of Lawrence tell Fox 59 he was genuine and he cared about the story of the soldier. Law enforcement officials are pleased with the quiet way Wednesday night went down in Ferguson, Missouri. Captain Ron Johnson of the Missouri State Highway Patrol there said there were only 6 arrests Wednesday and praised the community for making another step towards healing. Attorney General Eric Holder was on the ground all day. The Fever start the WNBA playoffs tonight, hosting the Washington Mystics here at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. It's the first of a best-of-3 series for the right to go to the Eastern Conference Finals. Tip is at 7 p.m. Eastern. Pitching sensation Monet Davis and her team, Philadelphia's Tanny Little League, is on the brink of elimination at the Little League World Series. Davis and the Tanny Dragons were rocked 8-1 by Las Vegas on Wednesday at LaMod Stadium, though in 2.5 innings, the history-making Sports Illustrated cover girl did what she loved to do. She struck out 6 boys. The team from Philly now faces the Jackie Robinson West All-Stars out of Chicago in an elimination game today. There's great interest in this matchup. The winner advances to play the U.S. championship games. Check your local listings for game time. Your Thursday weather. Yes, thunderstorms are moving through the area. A chance of scattered thunderstorms will continue throughout the afternoon, and a few of these storms may be severe. The high is expected to be 89 degrees. I'm Kim Wells. Make it a great day as you listen to us all day on your station for today's R&B and old school. 106.7 WTLC and here online at TLCNaptown.com.